Welcome to Narratives. The pressures of teaching are many, so things like the allocation of classrooms and teaching loads create tensions for teachers, especially when there is a change of head.
As you can see, says Laurie, this is a diagram of the school to show classroom allocations for the year. Terry lifts his head up. He's had the same classroom for years. When he takes a closer look at the diagram, he strains to find his name. When he does, he snorts in disbelief. She's put him in one of the bloody demountables, right up at the top end of the school. It's the last place he'd have chosen. There's a bit of a problem with your diagram, he says, holding the sheet up in front of him. Laurie tilts her face towards his, another tight smile on her lips. I'm sorry. Her eyes flick down to her computer screen. Terry, what's the problem you found? The tone of her voice, cool but with an edge to it, gets him even more agitated. The room in this diagram, he says, is not my room. She nods her head slowly, as if to agree with him, as if to concede that there's been a mistake. Given that yours is the smallest class, Terry, she says, I thought it was better to give you the smaller demountable and Belinda one of the larger fixed classrooms. At this, Belinda flushes bright red and shoots Terry a grimace. He's started to colour too. It's like he's been sideswiped. Keep it calm, he counsels himself. Keep it calm. It's not Belinda's fault. She didn't ask for it. Although they've never been actually articulated, there are a few unofficial rules at Brindle Public. One is about the classrooms. If you're one of the new teachers, you get whatever classroom is left over. The longer you've been at Brindle, the longer you've had to work your way up the ladder to classroom heaven. There's no dressing it up. Terry has been at the top of the ladder now for the best part of a decade. And for each of those years, he's had the pick of the rooms, one of the old wooden ones that runs along the side of the school with a balcony at the front. Nice and light, and with the windows up, enough of a breeze to keep the temperature manageable, even in February. Clean white walls that he paints himself at the end of each year. His canvases, that's how he thinks of them, ready to be covered with next year's paintings and collages and projects and mobiles. It's his room, and everyone knows it. Whatever this new one says, everyone knows it's his room. I'll take the demountable, Belinda says, her voice wavering, but Laurie is resolute. Thanks, Belinda, she says, but I think the new allocation will work better in terms of class management and interaction. Class management and interaction? What the hell is she talking about? He opens his mouth to say something, but Tanya gets in first. Thanks for taking the time to draw up the diagram, Laurie, she says. The thing is, some of us have been at the school for a long time, and we've got used to a particular classroom. We know how to set them up so they work best for the kids. There's never been any conflict over it. It's always seemed to work well. She looks around the table for support. Belinda looks like she's on the verge of tears, and Elaine has her mouth pursed. Only Helen seems unperturbed. Terry checks the diagram again. By coincidence, Helen is still in her old room, so she's all right. But Tanya's up in Siberia with him, at the far end of the school, right up near the hall. Once Tanya is finished, Laurie clasps her hand together. Thank you, Tanya. I'm sure the system has worked well enough in the past, but I think you'll find that we'll be in a better position to meet our strategic direction and student outcomes with the proposed configuration. He'll explode if he hears another word of bloody management speak rubbish. His neck has tightened up. He can feel it. And his hands are clenched into hard little balls. The anger must be radiating out of him because now Tanya has got a hand clamped over his. Good to have you next to me, she whispers. Her tone is light, but the pressure of her hand is heavy. Anyone else and he'd just shake it away and keep on going. But Tanya can always slow him down. With her free hand, she shows him her sheet. Look, she says, still in a whisper. Side by side, so we'll be able to team teach. He grunts. On the upside, it couldn't be further away from the principal's office. Acting principal. But he still can't believe it. That she has the gall to just barge in and turn the place on its head. Well, there's one thing he can guarantee her. He won't be taking that sort of thing lying down.
You've been listening to Suzanne Leal reading from her book, The Teacher's Secret. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.